Welcome inside the L Studio. You are listening to Grow Great, the podcast. It's about your leadership. SMB owners, CEOs, executives, unashamed of being called operators. Brief, concise insights and perspectives to help you avoid and eliminate blind spots in your daily life. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Today, you're listening to episode 313. Are you in touch with your business's touch points? One of the more memorable books in my library was published in the summer of 1987. Well, fact is, it was translated into English in the summer of 1987. It was written by Jan Carlson. He was the CEO of SAS Group. That company was the owner of Scandinavian Airlines and Scandinavian Airlines Ireland. I'd been reading about him in the business press prior to the publication of the book, and so I was very interested in getting this book. The title was, well, the title told me everything I needed to know, Moments of Truth. Mr. Carlson, he took over this company that had been losing millions of dollars, as I recall, something on the tune of $17 million a year. And we're back in the 80s. That's a lot of money today, but horrific money back in the 80s. And within the first year of his leadership, the company shot to number one among European air carriers in on-time punctuality. Now, he had a history in the hospitality industry, and that evidently served him very well, and I was a great admirer of his work. I was 30 years old, and he was joining the ranks of others who would mentor me through books and stories of their own leadership. The moments of truth that Mr. Carlson talked of were the moments when his airlines had contact with customers, passengers, or prospective passengers. Every moment was important. Every moment was a moment of truth, critical to success. He understood it. He trained for it. He planned for it. Now, at the time, I had about 15 years or so of retail experience. And so it just connected with me instantly because his philosophy and his strategies were congruent with my own. Touch points or moments of truth, well, those are critical in retailing. I, of course, would grow up and learn they're critical in every business. The book was special to me because it gave language to my philosophy. A philosophy I had been preaching and advocating for a number of years in my own work. Touch points. Touch points needed to be, they needed to be magical if possible. At the very least, they had to be consistently excellent. They had to be predictable. They had to be replicated at the highest levels all the time. Yes, it's hard work. But I learned that happy employees and customer-friendly processes, those help. And I also learned that things slip. They slip when you neglect them, when you ease up, when you don't focus on them anymore. Because like everything else in life, entropy occurs. It's natural. It impacts everything in our world, including the service that we render to prospects and customers. Well, maintaining the strongest connection possible on the touch points of your business is crucial for your success. It's just too easy to think that, we've got that figured out and it's working as it should. No, do not get complacent with it. So let me give you 10 steps here. Step number one, catalog every single touch point inside your company. Make note of every possible way that people can interact with your company. Every email, every phone, every social media, every live interaction needs to be accounted for. This process, step one, should answer the question, how can people contact us? As well as, how can we contact them? Step two, what systems are currently in place to ensure your company is responding promptly and appropriately? Now, this needs to be documented and not just left to chance. For now, make sure that you have what is currently happening. You really are just documenting what's happening right now, what is currently supposed to be happening. Step number three, randomly test each touch point and measure the results. You need to commission help from people to test your people and the systems currently in place. Have people call, email, send social media messages. See how well your people and your systems are currently performing. Now, this is really important. Do not use people inside your business. Do not alert people that you are doing this. Tell no one. Just do it. Gather the information on each touch point. Now, just here, you're going to be tempted. I'm going to warn you. You are going to be tempted to jump in the big middle of people when you spot a failure, when you experience a failure. Resist it. Resist knee-jerk reactions. Because in order to figure out the current status, you need to finish the exercise of going through every single touch point multiple times. I repeat, multiple times. You don't want to let a one-off fool you into thinking that, well, that's how they all happen. You need to test every touch point as many times as you practically can. Yes, more is better. Because the more you do it, the more you're going to see a pattern develop. And it may be great. It may be poor. Doesn't matter. Do not disrupt things. Not yet. You got to have a sense of reality first. Step four, time to huddle. Time to huddle with your inner circle and make sure everybody is involved to improve the touch points. This is the time when you're going to present your findings. I'm going to give you another really strong encouragement here. Curb your emotions if the results were poor. I'm going to tell you, curb your emotions if the results are great. This is not the time to vent. Look in the mirror. Things are this way because, well, you likely stopped paying attention. So if you're going to get mad at yourself. Better yet, get busy fixing things. No, in this meeting at step four, you should calmly present the findings to the team. And you need to insist that nobody leave the meeting and go out there and start browbeating the employees that are involved. Make sure everybody in the room understands the objective is to first implement improved systems, which is going to include training people, and second, to instill a culture where superior touchpoint experiences can be delivered 100% of the time. And when that expectation is not met, and of course it's not always going to be met, you want to make sure that there's a safety net of some sort, something in place to recover the person and to make amends for bad experiences, because it's going to happen. Step five, systematically start improving the processes. Think about creating some small teams of people dedicated to improve every touch point. No touch point happens in a vacuum. It's critical that each touch point be considered individually and at the same time within the context of the entire company. So, for instance, if you decide that you're going to appoint a three-person team to tackle the social media touch points, make sure that they don't silo themselves away from all the other touch points and act like it's just them and social media. It's helpful if you will have all the touch point teams, if you go this route, come together to compare notes, exchange their own ideas. It's also a great way to foster greater collaboration and cooperation inside your company. Step six, bring everybody involved together to review the suggested recommendations. You need to have each team present their suggestions to the entire group. Now, this is the time in step six to debate these things, discuss these things, let the passions fly, because coming out of this meeting needs to be the decision, what's next? Figure out what actions are going to be taken. Everything needs to be documented, including whatever training is going to be necessary. Step seven, execute the changes. Do whatever it takes to make the changes simultaneously. I would not recommend that you go diving in and you fix phone calls and you don't address any of the other touch points. This is not one of those projects where you're going to be able to, okay, well, we'll just take them one at a time. No, you've got to fix them all in one fell swoop. Wrestle the whole thing to the ground. Find a way. Figure it out. Step eight, test the changes and adjust accordingly. You know, every process is going to require some tweaking. Battle plans are great and they're wonderful. And boy, we think they're going to work terrific when we're in the tent figuring out what to do. Once we go out on the battlefield and the bullets start flying, okay, well, those plans often need to be adjusted. So do it. Make the adjustment. Don't be fearful to adjust things based on how they are working in the real world. Step 9, nail it down once you figure out what works best. Now it's time to establish the non-negotiable standards for your touch points. And again, documentation is key. Document, document, document. This is how you want it done every single time. Standardize the processes. Make sure everybody knows what's expected. Reiterate that these are going to be the standards for which you're going to hold everybody accountable. Preach the message, preach the message, preach the message. The goal is excellent customer experience every touch point. This isn't about making it easy for your company necessarily, but it is about making it as frictionless as possible for anybody who's going to contact your company. Step 10, randomly test it. Constantly discuss it. Refine it as necessary. Don't ever trust it to just happen. Stay on top of it. Pay attention to it. If you do, you're going to achieve excellence. Take your eye off of it, it's going to slip. Touch points are an area where you just can't afford to slip. You cannot afford to be sloppy here. You can't afford to be mediocre. You have got to be outstanding. It's a primary way to strengthen your customer base, to improve your brand, and create greater loyalty. Be well, do good, grow great. Grow great, it's about your leadership. Today's show has been brought to you by The Peer Advantage, a virtual online group of SMB owners who come together to leverage their power together by sharing insights, viewpoints, experiences. You can learn more by visiting thepeeradvantage.com. The podcast can be found over at growgreat.com. I'm glad that you listened. Lord willing, I will talk to you Friday. We're headed into the Labor Day weekend, so let's make the most of it. We've just got a few more days left in the month to end August strong, so push hard and grow great.